This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Brittany Moser. Actually, it's now Brittany Goodson because I just got married a couple months ago. And I hiked the Pacific Crest Trail, also known as the PCT, in the summer of 2013. I've gone about 2,100 miles approximately at this point. We're in a place called Indian Heaven, which is gorgeous. It's around Mount Adams. It had been pouring for about 2 days. We're up pretty high trying to get out of this storm and realized that the more we hiked, the higher we were going to go and the more we were going to be in the way of lightning and thunder and all these things. We decided to stop at 6 o'clock, which was fairly early for us, and stopped early and set up our tents in like this just pouring rain. Went inside and tried to hide for the night. When I went to bed that night, I was expecting it to stop raining. And when I woke up, there were drops of water that were collecting above me on the poles of my tent and just dropping like one by one straight onto my forehead. And below me on my tent floor, there's about 2 inches of standing water that had seeped up through the bottom of my tent. My sleeping pad was about 2 inches thick, and it was kind of like sleeping on a pool raft where you're suddenly finding yourself like floating in your own tent. That's when it really sent me into a panic mode where I was like, oh my gosh, you have to start thinking like, what if it doesn't stop raining? What kinds of things do I need to do to keep myself safe? We started hiking. I'm getting very discouraged. It's going uphill, which is the only thing keeping me warm because by now it's hailing, it's freezing cold. I'm looking on my maps trying to find anything. And what I found was a road crossing, which was 12 miles away from where we had camped. And there was an outhouse that was at the very front of the trailhead there. And in my head, I was like, outhouse, yes, outhouses have roofs. Like, this is good. And it was the only thing getting me going through that whole morning. It was like, all right, I'm going to make it to that outhouse. I'm going to have my lunch sitting on the toilet. By the time that I got there, I realized not only did it have a roof, but it had a tiny, tiny little porch that was attached to it that had just enough covered space where you could hide somebody in there and you could get relief from the rain. Of course, I wasn't the only one who thought that. By the time I got there, there were probably 16 other hikers crammed into this small little space. A lot of them, their tents had collapsed on them in the night. And to most people who had down sleeping bags, they were soaking wet. They knew they couldn't make it another night without drying out their gear, and we knew we had to do something in order to make it better. What we learned was that there was a little town called Trout Lake that wasn't very far away. I think it was about 30 miles by car. And there was a hiker that was in town who had heard that we were all up there, and the lady that owned the convenience store there had given him her truck. And he drove it all the way out to this outhouse. And so we're standing there underneath the outhouse roof, jumping up and down, trying to stay warm. And all of a sudden, this giant truck pulls up and a thru-hiker gets out. And we're all like, there's a thru-hiker in a car. And so we all piled into this truck. We drove back into Trout Lake. The whole length of the town ran along this one main street that we could have walked from end to end. You know, in my head, I'm thinking, okay, there's nothing they can do. This town, this little Trout Lake, it's tiny. We needed something bigger. We needed a place to stay. We needed a place to go. But here we are in this little town that, you know, we needed help and we weren't sure where to get it. The lady at the convenience store pulled out a register that I think she'd been keeping over the years of people in town and had started looking up people and started calling them. Like, hey, there's hikers in town that got forced out by the storm. They don't have anywhere to stay. Whatever you can do would be great. Much to our surprise, people started showing up in cars. They start picking up thru-hikers and start taking them home like they're adopting them, you know? And one by one, these hikers just, they get taken by the people of this town. Like, all she had to do was ask, like, hey, there's people here that need help. And they didn't ask any questions, they just showed up. We ended up at this little ministries camp. The woman who ran it, she already put up signs on all the doors that said, like, PCT boys, PCT girls, you know, that showed us where we were going to sleep, their little bunk rooms. We were just, like, in awe. Like, this morning, I woke up, and I was cold, and I was wet. And now have been taken home by these wonderful people who have, like, accepted me into their home, and, you know, without anything asked in return. And they had saved the lives of more than one hiker that would have, you know, gotten hypothermia. It's a life-changing memory. It's an experience that, like today, you want to share and you want to tell people that, you know, when you feel like the world is down and everything's kind of dragging you lower, there are people in this world that just lift you up, and even on your worst day, you can have a good day.
Kind World is produced by WBUR Boston. You can find more stories of kindness and share your own at wbur.org/kindworld.